Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so you sent us a whole stack of stuff on the latest GitHub Copilot updates, articles, notes, all sorts. Thanks for that.
Yeah, quite a bit happening there.
Definitely. So today we're going to cut through it all. We want to get to the heart of what's changed, right? We're talking agent mode, something called MCP Model Context Protocol.
That's the one.
And these new premium AI models, plus the big one, a whole new subscription setup with, well, limits.
Yeah, usage limits. It's a pretty big shift.
Feels like a lot. So our mission today is basically to pull out the key bits you really need to know. Understand what this stuff actually does, how it might impact things, without getting totally bogged down in the jargon.
Sounds good. Because it really is a step change. Yeah. Copilot is moving way beyond just, you know, advanced autocomplete.
To being more of an assistant.
A much more integrated one, yeah. And one that understands context better. But, like you said, there's this new way of accessing all that power, too.
Right. Let's dive into agent mode first. From what I'm reading, this isn't just suggesting code anymore. It sounds, well, more active.
That's a good way to put it. Think of it less like getting hints and more like, well, almost like pair programming with an AI that can actually do things.
Okay. Like what sort of things?
So it can understand your intention and then proactively perform tasks. For example, instead of just suggesting a command, it might propose and execute terminal commands for you.
Whoa, really? Like running my tests or something?
Exactly. Running tests, maybe helping with deployment steps. It can also look at errors you get and suggest fixes. It calls it self-healing. Potentially, it could even apply the fix if you say, okay.
Hold on. Self-healing, that sounds ambitious.
It is. And it's designed to handle more complex stuff, too. Things that need changes across, you know, multiple files at once. Automating workflows that used to be a real pain.
Okay, that's self-healing part. If I hit an error, Copilot might actually offer to fix it. How reliable is that going to be?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Like, could it mess things up even more?
Look, the promise is huge. But the reliability, that's going to depend on the error, how complex your code is, the context. It's not like you'll just blindly click yes on every suggestion.
Probably not.
Think of it more as a very informed suggestion. For common, maybe simpler errors, it could save a ton of time. But yeah, for trippier stuff, human oversight is still absolutely key. You need to make sure the fix actually makes sense for your whole application logic.
So it helps with the routine stuff, frees you up for the harder problem.
That's the idea, yeah. Automate the grunt work of debugging.
Got it. Okay, so alongside agent mode doing more, there's this MCP thing, Model Context Protocol. Sounds a bit technical, maybe. What's the payoff for the average developer using Copilot?
Right, MCP. It sounds internal, but the effect is what matters. It's basically about giving Copilot a much, much richer understanding of your whole development setup.
Not just the code I'm typing right now.
Exactly. Imagine it knowing not just about the file you're editing, but also about the other tools you're using your testing framework. Maybe your database connection setup, the deployment pipeline stuff.
Okay. So how does it know that?
Well, MCP is like a standard, an open standard, actually, for AI tools to get this context. It lets Copilot connect to other compatible tools and services. Think of them as MCP servers, using a kind of unified interface.
Like a common language for dev tools.
Precisely. A universal translator, kind of. Instead of needing a custom integration for every single tool out there, MCP provides this common way for Copilot to ask, hey, what's relevant from your end?
Oh, okay.
So it can pull in data from these tools. And that means the code completions, the suggestions, everything it offers becomes way more contextually relevant.
Oh.
Smarter. Because it understands the nuances of your specific project setup.
That sounds like it could seriously reduce those moments where Copilot suggests something syntactically perfect but totally wrong for my project.
Yeah, that's exactly the goal. More intelligent assistance, better decision-making from the AI because it has that deeper context.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, the other big piece, these new premium AI models, we're hearing names like Claude, Gemini, GPT-4o. What's special about these and why are they suddenly behind, well, a paywall or a tiered system?
So these models, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, Gemini 2.0 Flash, GPT-4o, they really are the sort of state-of-the-art in language AI, especially for code tasks.
Better how?
Generally, they offer pretty big leaps in reasoning ability. They can understand more complex logic. They're often faster. And they have a deeper grasp of both the code itself and the natural language instructions you might give Copilot Chat.
So putting them in Copilot means it can handle tougher coding problems, maybe offer more creative solutions.
That's the potential, yes. It's like upgrading your assistant from someone generally capable to someone with like specialist expertise in complex problem solving.
Okay. And the tiers. Why not just upgrade Copilot for everyone?
Well, two likely reasons. First, these advanced models are computationally extensive to run. They just need more resources.
Right. Makes sense.
And second, it allows GitHub to offer different service levels. People with simpler needs might be fine with the base model, while others doing more complex work might want and be willing to pay for access to the absolute top-tier AI.
Okay, so cost and offering choice. Let's break down these new subscriptions then. What are the options now and these limits?
Right. So it's basically a three-tier system now. First, there's Copilot Free, still exists, but now it includes 2,000 code completions per month and 50 chat messages per month.
Okay, limits on the free tier.
Then you've got Copilot Pro. That's $10 a month. With Pro, you get unlimited use of the base Copilot model, the one we've sort of known.
Yeah.
But critically, your access to those premium models we just talked about is capped. You get 300 premium requests per month.
300 requests.
Okay.
And the top tier.
That's Copilot Pro plus Op. This one's $39 a month. It includes everything in Pro, so unlimited base model. But you get a much higher limit for the premium stuff, 1,500 premium requests per month. And you get access to all the available premium models.
1,500. Big difference. What happens if you run out of premium requests on Pro or Pro plus Oc?
Good question. You can actually buy more. If you go over your limit, additional premium requests cost $0.04 each, 4 cents per request.
Okay, so a metered approach kicks in if you exceed the allowance. This is a pretty big change from just unlimited access, especially for the advanced teachers. And this isn't happening next year. It's coming up soon.
Very soon. They've set a timeline. Enforcement of these premium request limits starts May 5th, 2025. That's for the free and pro users.
May 5th.
And then just a week or so later, between May 12th and 19th, 2025, the same limits will start applying to Copilot Business and Enterprise plans as well.
Wow. Okay. So May 2025 is the key month. Anyone using Copilot, especially if they start relying on those premium models, really needs to factor this in.
Absolutely. Calendar marked.
Definitely. Now, I'm sure folks listening have practical questions popping up. Our sources had some FAQs. Let's try and hit the main ones. Just to circle back on agent mode, can you give a couple more concrete examples of what it might actually do day to day?
Sure. So beyond just code snippets, think about typing a command in your terminal. Agent mode might suggest the full command, maybe with the right flags and arguments for your project that can save typing and looking things up.
Okay.
Or debugging. You get an error message, agent mode might analyze it and say, hey, I think the problem is on line 57, maybe try changing this. And sometimes it might even offer a button like apply fix.
It's self-healing again.
Yeah. And also, if you need to, say, rename a function that's used in 10 different files, agent mode could potentially help coordinate that change across all those files, making refactoring less tedious.
Automating the boring bits, basically.
That's a good summary.
And MCP, just to nail this down, the value is Copilot gets smarter because it knows about my other tools, leading to better, more relevant suggestions.
That's exactly right. MCP is the bridge. It lets Copilot tap into the context from your testing tools, your build system, whatever else is MCP enabled. Richer context means its suggestions fit your project better. Less guesswork, more accuracy.
Okay. Big one. If I'm paying for Copilot now, say the standard $10 plan, do I automatically get these new super-powered AI models like Claude and GPT-4o?
No. And that's super important to understand. Access to those premium models, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, Gemini 2.0 Flash, GPT-4o is only for Copilot Pro and Copilot Pro Plus subscribers.
Uh-huh.
And even then, like we just discussed, you have those monthly request limits, 300 for Pro, 1,500 for Pro Plus Pible. So just having a Copilot subscription doesn't mean you get the top AI models unlimited. You need the right tier and you need to watch those limits.
Gotcha. Important distinction. Is there a way to try before you buy, see if the Pro Plus features are worth it? I thought I saw something about a trial.
Yes, there is. GitHub's offering a 30-day free trial of Copilot Pro Plus Sond. That's for eligible users, of course.
Yeah.
But it lets you kick the tires on everything for a month. All the premium models, the higher request limit.
Okay, 30 days. That's decent.
Yeah, it's a good way to figure out if those premium features really make a difference for your specific workflow before committing to the $39 a month.
Right. What about folks who maybe just use it occasionally for personal projects or they're on a tight budget? Can they still use Copilot at all without guessing?
Yep, absolutely. The Copilot free plan is still there, but you just have to keep those new limits in mind. 2,000 code completions and 50 chat messages per month.
Which might sound like a lot, but...
Right. If you're using it heavily, you could definitely hit those limits, especially the completions one, fairly quickly. So it's viable for light use, but might feel constrained if you rely on it a lot.
Okay. And last FAQ point, Visual Studio Code. Lots of us live in there. How do these updates specifically change things for VS Code users?
Well, for VS Code users, it should feel like Copilot is becoming a more integrated part of the editor. Agent mode working directly within VS Code, automating tasks, suggesting commands. That should feel pretty seamless. And MCP working behind the scenes means the suggestions you get right there in the editor should become more context-aware, more tailored to your actual project setup in VS Code.
Yeah.
So the overall experience should be, hopefully, smoother, smarter, and more productive. A more helpful coding partner right inside the IDE.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've covered the new features, the AI brains, the money side. Stepping back a bit, what's the bigger picture here? What does this signal about where AI and coding is heading?
I think the big picture is this clear trend towards AI becoming more deeply woven into the fabric of software development.
Yeah.
It's not just a fancy autocomplete anymore.
Right.
Agent mode shows AI taking more initiative. MCP shows AI needing and getting a much deeper understanding of the entire environment. It's becoming more context aware. And the tiered model, well, that reflects that this advanced capability has real value and probably real cost to provide.
So AI is moving from being a neat add-on to maybe a fundamental piece of the toolkit.
That's how it feels. Yeah, it's becoming a core component of the modern dev workflow.
So for everyone listening, whether you're deep in the code daily or maybe manage teams, what should you be thinking about right now, digesting all this?
I think the main thing is to just take stock of your own situation. How are you using Copilot now, if at all? How often? Would the free tier limits cramp your style? Could agent mode's proactive stuff genuinely speed you up? Is the potential power boost from premium AI models worth the extra cost and the usage tracking for your specific work?
So it's really about matching your needs to these new options.
Exactly. Whether you're an individual or thinking for a team, it's about figuring out where you get the most bang for your buck. Or where the free tier is actually perfectly fine, aligning your requirements with what's on offer.
It really does push towards needing a bit more of a strategy around using these AI tools, doesn't it? Not just turning it on, but thinking about the cost, the limits, the actual benefit.
Absolutely. As these tools get more powerful and more embedded, just using them thoughtfully becomes more important for efficiency, for managing costs, so for making sure you're actually getting the value. It requires a bit more planning, maybe.
Okay, let's try and wrap this up then. We've gone through a lot with these GitHub Copilot changes. What are the absolute must-remember points for our listener?
Okay, key takeaways. One, agent mode. Copilot is getting more proactive. It can do things, not just suggest. Think commands, error fixes, multi-file changes.
Got it. Agent mode is more active.
Two, MCP Model Context Protocol. This is about Copilot understanding your whole setup, your tools, your environment, leading to smarter, more relevant help.
MCP, better context.
Agree. Premium AI models.
Yeah.
Super smart AI like Claude, Gemini, GPT-40 are now available. But four, tiered subscriptions and limits. Access to those premium models and even heavy use of the basic one is now tied to new subscription tiers, free, pro, pro, plus, with specific monthly allowances, especially for premium requests. And those limits kick in around May 2025.
Premium power comes with tiers and limits. Got it.
That's the essence of it. More power, more context, but also a more structured way to access it all.
Yeah, it's definitely a mix. Exciting new capabilities, but also these new rules of the road, you could say. This has really helped break it down, though.
Good. Yeah, the goal was just to give you the essential info, the clarity you need from all those sources without drowning in the technical details. Understand the what and the why it matters.
Perfect. And maybe a final thought to leave everyone with. Considering these big steps forward in what AI like Copilot can do alongside these new subscription structures and usage caps, how might your way of coding or maybe your team's whole development strategy need to shift in the next year or so? How do you balance harnessing all this new AI power with the practicalities of cost and limits? Something to chew on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.